গুড মর্নিং, দিস ইজ আকাশবাণী কোহিমা, দ্য মর্নিং নিউজ রেড বাই নবীন প্রধান। প্রেসিডেন্ট দ্রৌপদী মুর্মু হ্যাজ এম্ফাসাইজড দ্যাট দ্য ইনফ্রাস্ট্রাকচার অ্যান্ড কনস্ট্রাকশন প্রজেক্টস শুড বি মেড ক্লাইমেট ফ্রেন্ডলি অ্যান্ড এনার্জি এফিসিয়েন্ট। অ্যাড্রেসিং আ গ্রুপ অফ অ্যাসিস্ট্যান্ট এক্সিকিউটিভ ইঞ্জিনিয়ার্স অফ সেন্ট্রাল পাবলিক ওয়ার্কস ডিপার্টমেন্ট অ্যাট রাষ্ট্রপতি ভবন ইয়েস্টারডে, দ্য প্রেসিডেন্ট সেইড দ্য বিল্ডিংস, রোডস অ্যান্ড আদার ইনফ্রাস্ট্রাকচার শুড বি সাস্টেইনেবল, এনার্জি এফিসিয়েন্ট অ্যান্ড এনভায়রনমেন্ট ফ্রেন্ডলি। She added that the engineers should be innovative in their approach so that they can effectively deal with emerging challenges. The president asked the young engineers to not work in silos but adopt a collaborative, forward-looking and technology-driven approach. She said that new and emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, machine learning and robots are changing traditional thinking. President Murmu said that green construction is the need of the hour and innovative methods of construction have the potential to transform this sector. All 20 members of the Eastern Nagaland Legislators Union, ENLU, along with Rajya Sabha MP Phangnon Konyak, convened for the public meeting organized by the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, yesterday. The assembly, which took place in Twensang Town, focused on the Frontier Nagaland Territory, FNT, and marks the inaugural official meeting between ENPO and ENLU on the matter. Notably, ENLU members and the MP had been conspicuously absent from the previous meetings. Following yesterday's meeting, which lasted for almost 10 hours, ENPO President R. Tsapikyu Sangtam said ENPO and ENLU will jointly pursue the cause of FNT. With regards to the visit of ENLU members to Delhi without coordinating with ENPO, Sangtam said they deliberated upon the paperwork that were brought back. He noted that ENLU will relay the points discussed in the coordination meeting with the Chief Minister. Sangtam added that the public emergency stands as it is and there will be no change in the resolution taken on 19th March to abstain from participating in the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. External Affairs Ministry yesterday said that the recent remarks by the US State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest are unwarranted. Addressing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "Any such external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable." India had lodged its strong objection on the protest with the senior official from the US Embassy on Wednesday with regard to the comments made by the US State Department. The spokesperson stressed that in India, legal processes are driven only by the rule of law. He highlighted that India is proud of its independent and robust democratic institutions and committed to protect them from any form of undue external influences. Jaiswal stated that mutual respect and understanding form the foundation of international relations and states are expected to be respectful of the sovereignty and internal affairs of others. Noisy Neighborhood from Dimapur emerged as winners of the fusion of the bands, a Hindi music talent held under yesterday by the Indian Army's Spear Corps under Operation Sadbhavna. The winner bagged 3 lakh rupees while the first runner-up and second runner-up received 2 lakh and 1 lakh respectively. All finalist bands were also awarded 25,000 rupees. The event was graced by Nagaland Governor La Ganesan as the chief guest and witnessed renowned guest artists including Imna Yadan and winner of Indian Idol Season 3 Prashant Tamang. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is set to lead the party's campaign in Nagaland for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. In a notice to the Election Commission of India, the party said others include BJP National President J.P. Nadda and Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Kiran Rijiju. Campaigners from the state include MP Phangnon Konyak, Yangthungo Patton, Temjan Imna Along, among others. Today is Good Friday. It is a day Christians commemorate the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ on Calvary. It is a solemn day for Christians to reflect, pray and remember Jesus' sacrifice for humanity's sin. Churches in Nagaland observe Good Friday by holding special services, fasting and carrying out the way of the cross. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.